evening, everyone. Once again, welcome to our FNY, our Friday Night Youth. Every Friday, we gather here. Why? Because we want to honor Jesus. Because we love Jesus, not because we first love Him, but because He first loved us. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, mahal ka ni Lord. Sabi mo sa katabi mo. Walang duda. Kaya ka gwapo ngayon, kaya ka maganda ngayon, kasi mahal ka ni Lord. Anyway, I'd like to ask this, if this is your first time, okay, we would like to welcome you and we would like to recognize you, acknowledge you, your presence here. Would you lift up your hand if this is your first time na invite ka, okay? Sa unang pagkakataon, napunta ka dito, pwede mo ba itaas ang kamay mo? Taas mo na yung kamay mo. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Talaga? Parang hindi ah. Parang nakita na kita. Talaga? First time? First time? Okay. Sino ba? Sino ba? Thank you. Okay. Palakpakan naman natin si Lord. Thank you guys. We want to welcome you. Thank you very much for coming here in our FNY to experience God in this place. And I would like to start this. Last week, I wasn't here. I really missed all of you. In fact, hindi ako nakakain, hindi ako nakatulog dahil kakaisip sa inyo. Okay, talagang kayo yung nasa isip ko. Okay? And we're gonna continue our series. We call it Wisdom Quotient. And we started it 2 weeks ago. And if you started it, we talked about first week. On the first week, we talked about the fear of the Lord, on the subject of the fear of the Lord, okay? We learned that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the fear of the Lord, it's all about having reverence to God, having great respect to God, who God is. And then, when we honor the Lord in our life, then we will have wisdom. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And last week, Pastor Ryan talked about the Word of God. For us to make wise decisions, for us to have wisdom. This is what we're talking about, wisdom quotient. For us to have wisdom, to gain wisdom. Yes, we need the fear of the Lord, and we need the Word of God. We need the Word of the Lord. And today, we will end this series with the subject of godly counsel. We're gonna go practical this time. Medyo gagawin natin, okay, wisdom. So, yes, I understood that I need to have the fear of the Lord. Kailangan magkaroon ako ng holy fear. Kailangan from the Word of God. Okay, so, how can I apply it on a practical way? We're gonna go practical today. But before that, can you just join me in prayer as we honor the Lord in this place, for He deserves it. Lord, we just want to glorify You, Lord God, for this time. God, we say, Lord God, that You are the center, God, of every attention, Jesus, in this place. That's why, Lord, we say, God, that may You take Your place, God, Your rightful place, Lord God, in this place. God, I pray that You would just transform the heart of every student right here in this place. That as we go out, Lord, we will never be the same again. Because as we encounter You, God, everyone who have the encounter with You will never be the same again, Jesus. We give You praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Pwede man nating medyo hinaan yung ilaw dito. Medyo nasisilaw ako. Para ako si Aljur Abrenica dito. Konti ba? Konti ba? Okay. You know, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, I really missed you guys last week. Totoo. Talagang hindi ako nakakain. Halata ba? Pumayat ako. Hindi ako makakain. Ano na kayang ginagawa ng mga estudyante ngayon sa FNY? No, Lord, pagpalain mo sila, i-bless mo sila. Mahal na mahal ko itong mga estudyante ito. I missed you. And the reason why I wasn't here last week is because as a family, God is so good to us. We had the privilege to celebrate my eldest daughter's birthday in Singapore last week. And we stayed there from Tuesday to Friday. And on Friday, that's why I'm thinking, As in talagang yung, nandito kami sa Universal Studios, pero ang isip ko, nasa inyo, ano na kaya ginagawa? Lord, hindi na makapaghintay. Gusto ko na maging Friday uli para makita ko na uli kayo. And you know, I'm sharing this because during our stay there in Singapore, that was our first time in Singapore and as a family. And as a first time in a country like that, I could say that, you know, I'm not an expert. That I need a guide. I need someone who would tell me where to go, where to eat, where to shop, what to do, what to eat. That's why I need a guide. And thank God, because we have a friend there who's telling us, who's texting us, who's calling us, and would tell us, you know what, this is the station that you need to go down, okay, step down ka na dito sa station na to, kung hindi, lalampas ka. And true enough, from the airport, Changi Airport, then we would go to our place kung saan kami mag-stay. Kala ko, tuloy-tuloy pa. Nagulat ako, kami na lang naiwan, lima kami, pamilya kami, lahat nagbababaan na. Hindi, meron pa to doon eh. Nagulat ako, lahat nagbababaan na. So, tapos, nagbababaan, may sumakay. May mga sumasakay na. Uy, ayos to ah. Lahat nagbabaan, tayo na lang natira, may mga sumasakay. Ngayon, lalo ako nagulat, dapat pa ganun kami, nag-stop kami, ang ina-expect ko, gaganun pa kami. Nag-stop, bumalik kaming ganun. Uy, ayos to ah. Round trip. Ngayon, sabi ko, kinausap ko yung wife ko, babe, parang there's something wrong ah. Parang may nami-miss tayo ah. Eh siguro naiintindihan ako, may Pinoy pala doon. Sir, saan po ba kayo pupunta? Pupunta kami sa ganito eh, sa ganitong place eh. Ay, naku sir, dapat bumaba kayo doon. Ganun ba? Kaya pala lahat nagbababaan na. Hindi ko alam. So, sir, ganito na lang. Next station, baba uli kayo, tapos sakay uli kayo. Pag ganun, sa kabilang platform. Okay, okay. Uy, sige, thank you ah. Sabi kong ganun sa kanya. And in short, I need a guide. Why? Kung wala akong guide, kung walang magsasabi sa akin kung saan pupunta, malamang-lamang, maliligaw kami. And in the absence of my friend who's telling us where to go, praise God for Google Maps. Who would direct us, dito yung papunta ganito. My point is, we all need a guide. Amen. We all need someone who would advise us, who would tell us what to do, who would give us, you know, right advice for us to make right decision. Or else, if we're not gonna have good choices, right choices in life, I'm telling you, we're gonna waste time, we're gonna waste money, we're gonna waste energy, effort, even thinking of all those things. And I'm telling you, we experienced that. We wasted money. We wasted time, strength. Because we all need a guide. And today, I want to ask this question to all of us. How many of you here, at one point in your life, you made a wrong decision? Just be honest to me. You don't have to be ashamed. Huwag kang mahiya. Hindi kita pinapahiya. Isa ako doon. Sino sa inyo dito nag-decision ka at one point in your life na mali talaga, totaling mali? Okay. All right. Sige, tayo. Yung iba perfect. Praise God. Thank you. You are perfect. You don't make mistakes. But we all make mistakes. And we all, at one point, made some dumb decisions. Some wrong choices that leads to wrong decisions that leads to, you know, wrong effect sa mga buhay natin. And have you ever encountered, you know, just, minsan, di ba, nagkala natin ito na, hindi pala. Yung mga maling akala, kala ko siya na. Hindi pala, nakita ko siya may kasama pang iba. Sino sa inyo dito, nadaya ka na ng puso mo? Kala mo siya. Hindi pala. Siya pala ang gusto, hindi ako. We made wrong decisions. We made wrong, you know, wrong choices in life. And I believe all of us here, at one point, we struggled in making decisions. You know, this decision I'm talking about are not just so simple decisions, such as, ano kaya ang kakainin ko mamayang gabi? Okay? Ano kaya ang gagawin kong timeline ngayon sa Facebook ko? Bibili ba ako ng Magnum ice cream ngayon? Yung mga simple decisions, that's not what I'm talking about. But decisions that would affect our life, that would affect your career, that would affect your future. And we will, all of us, we will go to that point. Or we have gone to that point already. Because we will make all decisions in life. And we need to make right decision. And it's amazing how many sources the average person will consult when faced with, you know, tough decisions in life. Minsan, di ba, yung mga tao, kapag ka kailangan nating magdesisyon sa buhay, ito, nako, kailangan kong, ano kaya ang gagawin ko ngayong point na to? Okay, saan ba ako pupunta? Ano ang kukunin kong course ngayon? Somehow, we take the advices of horoscope, like what I've said 2 weeks ago. If you are still believing in horoscope, please don't raise up your hand. I'm gonna pray for you. Let God just be upon your heart today. Because if we believe in horoscope, it's like we're saying, Lord, I don't believe in you. Because there's another option besides you. It's horoscope. It's like we're saying there's no God. But I'm pleading you right now, young people, don't believe in horoscope. Because there's a God who knows everything, who plans everything for us. And some of you, some of these students are asking for advice from their classmates. Ang mali pa, minsan masama pa, inilalapitan pa nating advice, na iniingan natin ng advice yung mga maloko talaga. Alam mo yung mga inom lang ng inom. Yung advice, tara, uminom ka dito. Tumagay ka dito. And some students, most of the students right now, they are seeking answers to their questions. They are seeking advice from Simsimi. Guilty! Yung iba, piniprint screen pa. Di ba, nakipag-usap kay Simsimi, ito, piprint screen ko. Humingi tayo ng advice. Listen to this. Guess what? Kagabi lang, humingi ako ng advice kay Simsimi. Nagtanong ako kay Simsimi kagabi. Ang tanong ko, sabi ko sa kanya, Simsimi, kilala mo ba si Jeff Dacumos? Alam mo ba sinagot nitong Simsimi na to? Ah, si Jeff Dacumos, kilala ko yan. Heart love yan. Ang lupit yan eh. Boom! Ang bihir. Ano ko ba naman, Simsimi? And you know, I was looking yung usapan nila, yung tanong, may sagot. You know, many of those are so funny. As in talagang, sino sa inyo nag-try na? Honestly, kita nyo, ang dami nyo. Kala ko, ako lang eh, lahat tayo dito. But you know, minsan, di ba, tatanungin natin si Simsimi. Simsimi, compatible ba kami ni Toot? Hinihintay natin yung sagot ni Simsimi. Hindi natin alam kung niloloko ba tayo nito o talagang totoo to. But the reality is, we all need counsel. The truth of the matter is, we all need wisdom to make decisions, to make right decisions in life. But the question is, who or where are you getting your advice or your counsel? Kanino or saan ka lumalapit or kanino ka pumupunta para humingi ng wise advice, ng wise counsel? Is it from your friend? Is it from a horoscope? Is it from a DJ? Is it from a celebrity na nakita mo lang na, uy, okay ah. Sige nga, gagawin ko na rin yung ginagawa niya. Is it from a person na, alam mo yun, there's a show in a TV kung saan may pinagbabati sila na ano, di ba? Okay, may sabi no na hindi ako. So, and there are advisors. There are advisors who would tell them what to do. You know, where are we getting advices? Where are we getting counsel, the wisdom for us to make decision? I want to tell you today, young people, tonight, that when we are faced with making decisions, let us not forget to always involve Jesus in making decision. Always involve Jesus Christ as you make your decision. And I'm telling you, from now on, maybe some of you are graduating. Some of you graduated already and will be looking for a job. And some of you will be going to the next year level. And some of you, until now, you don't know yet what course to take. You don't know yet kung saan kang school papasok. UP ba, Ateneo, Lasal, FEU, UST, saan ba talaga? Right now, you're still in the process of making decision. But I want to tell you this, young people, listen to this. In every decision that you will make, always involve Jesus in your decision making. Why? Because you will never go wrong when you have Jesus. When you put Jesus priority, your top priority. Before you do this, before you do that, before you think about this, you need to put Jesus first in your life. You need to involve Jesus. In fact, we're going to learn with this story, from this story, in the Bible, in 2 Chronicles. I want you to open your Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Verses 3-5. If you have your Bible with you, just open it. Or kung high-tech ka, pwede mong i-ganun-ganun lang yan sa tab mo, sa cellphone mo. Okay? Kung wala ka namang Bible, pwede mo ring hilamin yung Bible ng katabi mo. Okay? Agawin mo sa kanya. Dala-dala ka ng Bible, akin na yan. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 3-5. It says here, Ahab, king of Israel, asked Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me against Ramoth Gilead?" This is Ahab. He is asking another king, Jehoshaphat. "King Jehoshaphat, will you go with me? We're going to be in battle. Would you go with me?" Jehoshaphat replied, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will join you in the war." But take a look at this in verse 4. This is very interesting. But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, I'd like all of us to read this at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. "First, seek the counsel of the Lord." Think about this. King talking to a king and king advising this King Ahab, first and foremost, "Before I give you advice, before I give you quotes, before I tell you what to do, I need to tell you one thing. Very, very important thing. All you have to do is to first seek the counsel of the Lord." He understood, Jehoshaphat understood, that Ahab, you need to involve the Lord in making decision. Do you want to win in this war? you need to involve, you need to prioritize who Jesus is in your life. You need to involve God. Jehoshaphat understood that. That's why in verse 5, so the king of Israel brought together the prophets, 400 men, and asked them, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain? Then the prophet of Ahab said, go. They answered, for God will give it into the king's hand. You know, we too are making decisions. And there are times that we get so impatient when we want answer to our question, when we need, you know, right there and then, gusto ko makita ko na yung sagot. Minsan nagiging impatient tayo, hindi na natin iniintay kung ano yung sasabihin ng ibang tao sa atin. Hindi na natin iniintayin kung ano yung sasabihin ng magulang natin. Hindi na natin iniintayin kung ano yung sasabihin ng mga mas may experience sa atin. Kasi, meron na tayong sagot sa tanong natin. We already know what we need to do on this situation. That's why we don't need to ask others. We don't need to involve Jesus. Why? Kasi minsan, baka pag nag-pray pa ako, pag nagbasa pa ako ng Bible, hindi ko pa magustuhan yung sasabihin ni Jesus. Ito yung gusto ko eh. Eh kaso pag nagbasa ako ng Bible, alam ko na yung sasabihin ni Lord eh. Not this time. Hindi siya. Hindi ngayon. Eh Lord, gusto ko ngayon eh. Lord, gusto ko siya na. Lord, gusto ko na makuha to. Kaya minsan ayaw na natin makinig kay Lord. Ayaw na natin makinig sa mga tao na dapat pakinggan natin kasi ayaw nating marinig. Ayaw nating, you know, we don't want to hear those words that we need to hear. That's why we don't involve Jesus in our decision making. And this is very interesting. I want to continue in verse 6. You know the story, Jehoshaphat gave advice to King Ahab. And here is Ahab called his 400 prophets. His 400 prophets. And in verse 6, Jehoshaphat asked him, is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of? It means to say, just pause on that scripture. It means to say, Jehoshaphat is doubting in his mind. These people who are giving you advice, are they really from God? These 400 men, are they really from God? That is why Jehoshaphat, a godly man, a godly king, asked him, is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of? Kahit isa lang. Yun talaga nang galing kay Lord. And in verse 7, very interesting. The king of Israel, Ahab, answered Jehoshaphat, yes, there is still one. One man through whom we can inquire of the Lord. But I hate him. I hate him because he never prophesies anything good about me. But always bad. He is Micaiah, son of Imla. The king should not say that. Jehoshaphat replied. Sabi ni Jehoshaphat, you know what? You don't have to say that. You should not say that. You don't have to say that you hate Micaiah because he is from the Lord. He is the real prophet from the Lord. Those 400 men that you get advised, I'm telling you, you want to hear from them. That is why you call them. And that is why you don't want to call Micaiah because you don't want to hear from the Lord himself. And somehow, we are like King Ahab. We want to hear from people who would encourage us. Okay lang yan, girl. Ganyan talaga. Dapat lang, you flirt some more. Okay lang yan. Kailangan medyo lumandi ka pa ng konti. Kailangan talaga medyo yabangan mo ng konti, Brad, para mapansin ka mabuti. Ayaw nating makinig sa mga tao. Alo? Bro, tingnan mo, timing ba talaga ni Lord yan? Ayaw nating marinig yun. Gusto nating marinig yung may encourage tayo, yung mapapump up tayo. Just like Ahab. We don't wanna hear Jehoshaphat. We don't wanna hear Micaiah. We don't wanna hear godly counsel. Why? Because it would offend us. When we hear something that is against our will, that is against our own decision, it would offend you. It would offend us. It would hurt us. Lord, ayoko marinig yan, Lord. Alam mo namang gusto ko siya. Ayoko marinig. Lord, hindi ikaw yan, Lord. I rebuke you. Lord, siya to, Lord eh. Lord, napapanaginipan ko siya. Hindi ako makakain. Hindi ako makatulog. Pag nagpe-Facebook ako, hinihintay ko siya lagi. Kung magla-like ba siya. Or magko-comment ba siya sa post ko. Lord, siya talaga eh. And ayoko kitang marinig na sinasabi mo, not this time, son. Are we like Ahab? We don't want to involve Jesus in making decision. But I want to tell you tonight, young people, always involve Jesus in making decision. Let us not be stubborn. Let us not have the hard heart, hard mind of making decision on our own. But always put Jesus the center of our decision making. You know, this is what I've learned. For the past years, nag-pause ako, ayokong banggitin yung edad ko eh. For the past years, this is what I've learned. Consequences are just the results of bad decisions. The reason why at the end of the day, sinasabi natin, nasa huli talaga ang pagsisisi. The reason why at the end of the day, we are having those consequences because of the bad decision that we did this morning. The reason why some of us here, sad to say, kailangan nating mag-summer at kailangan nating balikan ang subject na kung saan ay naibagsak natin is because of the bad decision that we made. Maybe somehow, we made a decision few months ago na sinabi natin, hindi ako papasok, mabait naman si mami. Mabait si teacher, okay lang yan. Magpakita lang ako dyan 3 beses, okay na yan. Papasa pa rin ako dyan. Then ngayon, nakita natin yung mga class card natin, nakalagay F. We are suffering consequences. Why? Because of bad decision. Kaya ang puso mo ngayon, sugatan. Broken-hearted ka. Last week, ngayong week na to, broken-hearted ka na naman. Next week, mukhang broken-hearted ka na naman. Because of bad decisions that we did, that we made, consequences are just the results of bad decisions. That's why I want to tell you tonight, young people, always include Jesus Christ in making decision. No matter how small that is, kahit na gaano kaliit yung decision na yan, kahit na sabihin mo na yung decision mo parang hindi naman aapekto sa buong buhay ko to, always involve Jesus in your life. Always include Him. Every time that you wake up this morning, Lord, I want to involve you, Jesus. Lord, ito yung naisip kong gawin, but I still want to involve you. Lord, is this your will? Will this make a difference? Don't make dumb decisions. Don't make foolish decisions in your life. Always put Jesus the priority of your decision making. On the practical side, yes, I believe God should be involved in our decision. But I also believe that by the grace of God, He has given us people who will give us godly counsel, godly advice. People who would take time with us and tell us what to do based on the Word of God and the Word of God alone. people who would not tell us, you know what, ganito ang gawin mo, pinagalitan ka ng parents mo, lalo ka magwala, pakita mo sa kanila na ganito ka. Para maintindihan nila, para matauhan sila, para hindi ka na nila pagalitan, magwala ka, maglasing ka, umuwi ka ng lasing, umuwi ka ng magdama, gabi na, huwag mo sundin lahat ng ginagawa nila. Ito ba yung mga tao na gusto nating hinga ng advice? Or those people who would give us right advice, right counsel, based on the Word of God? Because the Bible says, you know what, bro? Pinagalitan ka ng nanay mo, but still you need to honor your parents. The Bible says, honor your parents that it may go well with you. These are the people that we need in life, that we need to surround ourselves with. Those people who would give us right advice, right counsel, na hindi tayo ipapahamak. And these people I'm talking about are just people who are sitting right next to you, all around this place. And at this time, you know, we have victory groups where we have victory group leaders who would tell us, you know what, ganito, ganito. And, you know, lalapitan natin, kakausapin natin, hinga natin ng advice. And we have victory group leaders who would just take time and really give you advice and really counsel you. That is why I'd like to ask some of you here, or most of you here, listen to this. If you are not yet part of a victory group, I want to say this. Don't just be another face of a crowd. Don't just be here, you know, just going with the flow, not interacting with someone else, not talking with someone else, not being involved with a victory group. I'm fine. Don't bother me. I'm good. After the service, I would go straight in my home. Then I'm okay. Then kita-kita na lang uli tayo next Friday. Don't bother me attending a victory group. I don't need that. I don't care about that. You know what? In victory groups, we have people, godly people, who would give us right counsel, right advice. And I want to warn you. I want to tell you straight that in victory group, victory group leaders, they are imperfect people. They are imperfect. We are imperfect. But I do believe that they could give you right advice because they are serving a perfect God. Because whatever they give you, whatever they tell you, it's always based on the Word of God. If someone, you heard them, tell you not based on the Word of God, please approach me. Please approach us. Because everything that we talk about in a victory group is based from the Word of God. And today, I want to honor, if you are a victory group leader, would you stand on your feet today? I want to acknowledge you. I want to honor you before the Lord and before these men. If you are a victory group leader, you are leading a victory group, would you stand on your feet? You stand on your feet. Kung sigurado ka, victory group leader ka, or kung hindi, wag ka muna tumayo. These are the people who's leading our victory group. Why do we give these people a big hand? Don't sit yet. Please remain standing. I'm telling you, if you are part of a victory group by these people, sa mga taong ito, I'm telling you, you are blessed. You just don't know that even those times that they are praying inside of their room, they are praying for you. They are asking God, Lord, guide my friend. Because they are the people. They are the people. They are imperfect people, but they are serving a perfect God. That's why I'm sure about this, that they could give you godly counsel. I want to honor these people before you, before God. You may now take your seat. And once again, on a practical side, I want to tell you that yes, we could get godly counsel, godly advice, wise decision through godly people. In fact, in Proverbs 15, verse 22, it says here that plans fail for lack of counsel, But with many advisors, they succeed. You know what? In 13 years of my Christian life, I've seen this. I've known people who gave me advice. And I want to tell you, it's not so easy. When my leader would tell me, right on my face, bro, you did wrong. Bro, mali itong ginawa mo. You should not do this. I don't want to hear that. But the scripture tells us plans for lack of counsel. But with many advisors, they succeed. You know, the problem with us young people is that there are times na lalapit tayo sa mga victory group leader natin or kaya sa parents natin, pinapaalam na natin yung isang bagay. Hindi na natin pinagpapaalam, pinapaalam na natin. Kasi ginawa na natin. Or kung hindi pa man natin ginagawa, decided na tayo na ito ang gagawin natin. Pinapaalam na lang natin sa kanila. Hindi na tayo nagpapaalam, pinapaalam na lang natin. Kasi pagka nagpaalam pa ako, baka naman mapurnado pa itong gagawin ko. Baka naman iba pa yung sabihin nitong taon to. Kaya pinapaalam na lang natin. Iba yung pinapaalam sa nagpapaalam. Pinapaalam sa nagpapaalam. That's a totally different word. Also in Proverbs 24 verse 6, for waging war, you need guidance. And for victory, many advisors. That is why, guys, I'm telling you, we have victory groups. And if you are lagi nating ina-announce, be part of a victory group. You know, minsan, sino ba tong tao na to? Lagi nagte-text sa akin, tumatawag sa akin, in-invite ako sa victory group. Minsan, itetext mo pa. Ano ka ba? Bakla ka ba? Lagi mo akong tinetext. Natawagan mo ko. May gusto ka ba sa akin? Ano ba talaga ang gusto mo sa akin? These people are so concerned for you. Why? Because they love Jesus. That's why they love you as well. And that is why they are inviting you to be part of a victory group. Why? They just don't want you to... Hindi ang goal nila ay para lang dumami yung victory group nila. But ang goal in a victory group is that for us to grow together in a strong relationship. Kung saan ang sentro si Lord. That is why, please, if somebody is calling you, if someone is texting you, I hope that you would take time to reply. And don't be mean to them. Don't be so rude to them. Because they care for you. Because these are the people who would give you godly counsel. Na hindi ka ililigaw. Hindi ka sasabihin ng mga wrong choices, ng mga wrong advice. I could say that because I was part of that. I'm still part of that. Because I need advisors. I need people to surround me for me to make wise decision. In Proverbs 19:20, listen to advice and accept instruction and in the end, you will be wise. Always listen to advice so that in the end, you will be wise. You know, I'd like to say this to all of us tonight. If we're going to make wise decision, we can be wise learners. But if we are, you know, committing ourselves to do foolish things, okay, party. On off, eh. More. Okay, back to spirit. You know, if we are committed in making foolish decision, you know, we are heading to foolish failures. But as wise learners, you know, wise learners, I'd like to compare it if those people who are making foolish decisions, wise learners quietly accept instruction and criticism. They accept instruction. they accept criticism. If that's wrong, yes, I accept that. If I did this, I'm sorry. And they ignore, but the foolish, the people who are leading to foolish failures ignore instruction. Also, wise learners love discipline. But people who doesn't love discipline hate, of course, they hate correction. Ayaw nila na, oy, dapat ganito ang gawin mo, mali yan. But next time, ganito ang gawin mo. They hate correction. But wise learners listen to advice. But some people think they don't need advice anymore. That's why they're headed for foolish failures. And wise learners accept parents' discipline. But some people, they mock parents. They just ridicule their parents. They even listen to their friends more than their parents. They would even take time to sit down with their friends kesa sa mga magulang nila. That's why they are headed for foolish failures. I want to say this, do everything right for the first time, so that you won't have to waste time by having to keep going back to do things over and over again. For the first time, do it right. Everything. So that you will never go back again and do it all over again. Do it right for the first time. Let us surround ourselves with godly people. I want to read this last scripture as we end. Colossians 1:9-14. It says here that for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That's our prayer today. In fact, that's the prayer of your victory group leader. That all of you may have that wisdom, that knowledge. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing the knowledge of God. And verse 11, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For in verse 13, He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Tonight, as we end this series, I'd like to say this once again. I firmly believe that all of us needs to make decision. And we need to make right decision. But we need to have the fear of the Lord. We need to have the Word of God. And we need to involve Jesus. Let me repeat that. For some of you, hindi nyo nakuha to, kanina ko pa sinasabi to. Dahil may kausap ka sa telepono, may ka-text ka, may ka-chat ka. I want to repeat this again. Always involve Jesus when you make decision. Always include Him so that you would make right decision. And always ask godly counsel from godly people. Because I believe that they would tell you what is right and wrong based on the Bible, based on the Word of God. Always include Jesus as you make decision. And may God truly be our first priority instead of our last resort. Sana hindi natin lalapitan si Lord kasi tapos na yung lahat. Lord, Ikaw na lang ang pag-asa ko. Wala na akong ibang malapitan kundi Ikaw na lang. Sana hindi ganun yung attitude natin. Na parang tinitignan natin si Lord na, Lord, Ikaw na lang yung huli ah. Marami pa naman akong pwedeng kunan ng wisdom, ng decision. Pagka wala na akong makuha, pwedeng Ikaw na. I hope that Jesus will not be our last resort, but He will be our priority. We will always include Him first in our decision making. And we would always ask godly people to give us godly advice, godly counsel. Amen. Can we just pray right now? I want to pray. I want to ask everyone just to bow your head, close your eye. You know, as we end this series, maybe some of you here, you know, from the first week that we talked about this series, the fear of the Lord, maybe the Word of God, and right now, godly counsel, that may seem so clear to me, but somehow, deep inside of you, I'm going the different way. I'm going a wrong way. Again, just bow your head, close your eyes. Please don't look at the person next to you. Maybe you're here tonight, in spite of all the things that you've heard for 3 weeks. You will see yourself making wrong decisions in life. I'm not here, listen to this. I am not here to condemn you for making wrong decisions, foolish decisions. Last week, even you know that what you did is wrong, what you're about to do is wrong, but you did it anyway. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to love you because Jesus loves you. I'm not even here to tell you that, you know, you have to cry out. You have to kneel down. What I want to tell you tonight, don't forget, for you to make wise decisions, don't forget to always have the fear of the Lord. To always respect Jesus, who Jesus is in your life. You know you have relationship with Him already. And you know what's right and wrong. And you know what you did last week when you went with friends who led you to a wrong decision. I pray that you would realize today that above all else, you would have the fear of the Lord. You would always respect Jesus. And you would always honor the word of the Lord in your life so that you will make wise decisions. And that you will honor, that you will thank God for the people who are still standing with you. Despite of all the things that you have done wrong, they are not there to accuse you, to condemn you, but they're still there with you to love you, to embrace you, to tell you, you know what, there's still hope. We can still start all over again. And tonight, young people, I want you to just thank God for those people. Maybe after the service, your victory group leader, someone who's following you up one-to-one, just thank them. Appreciate them. Express your gratitude to them as thanking God for sending them to your life, correcting you, instructing you, telling you what to do, even at times that you don't want to hear that advice. Thank them. Appreciate them. Thank God for their lives. Honor them before God. I want you to do that after the service. And if you are here tonight, you want to make right decision in life, I'm pleading to you, young people, as your pastor, as your kuya, I'm pleading to you, always have the fear of the Lord. Always rely on the Word of God because that will never fail you. And always seek godly counsel from godly people. I want to pray right now. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful time, God, wonderful series, God, of allowing us, of reminding us, Lord God, for making decision, Lord God. It's always anchored in you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's not about the people around us. It's not about horoscope. It's not about DJs. It's not about celebrities. It's not about the people that we looked up to, but it's all about you, Jesus, who would give us the grace to make wise decisions in life. What to take, what to do, what's next. And God, we thank you. I thank you for people that you have sent to guide us, to lead us, to pray with us, to correct us, to encourage us, to lead us. I thank you for those people. I want to honor them before you, God.